Hello, hello. Welcome back to another week of our learning of Sefer Shabbat Makasa, Shabbos Makasa by Rav Shimshon and David Pincus. Last week, we were on page 16. We were, I think I said the second parak. It's not the second parak. We're in Chelek Aleph, Parak Aleph. Last week, we did Os Gimel. Now we're on to Os Gimel, the third letter, the third piece and section of Pincus' introduction and description of what Shabbos is all about. And so last week, really the past 2 weeks, we talked about what is Malchus. When we talk about Shabbos Malchus, so what are we talking about? What is Malchus? Malchus is the ability to take something from the theoretical, from the potential, into the actual, into the kinetic, into the real. Mikoach el hapoel. And that's manifest in the moon and in the Jewish people. But ultimately, it's when I want to do chesed, I don't necessarily have the means to do it. I might just have that desire. And Malchus is what gives me the actual ability to make that chesed real, to make it happen. And now we're going to start on page 15 with Os Gimel, and we'll share a screen now. Me'amavur perak hakodem nagil ikur yofia shel midas hamalchus. This explanation that we've had thus far, with all that in mind, now we can really come to the beauty that is Malchus. V'hi she b'midas hamalchus yesh od yesod. There's another real foundation within Malchus. V'hu masha yodea sheham. Lemelech yesh keser. There's a crown of a king. A king's have a crown. That's what kings, queens wear. V'chein hivya Rambam lahalacha shemelech lovish keser. It's not stam that kings wear crowns, but the Rambam paskins that the king has to wear a crown. Why does the king have to wear a crown? V'chein u'tfilaseinu la'Hashem yisparachi. And when we dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we are, we say v'yitnu lo kal keser melucha. We want a Kodesh Baruch Hu to have this crown of kingship. What does it mean to have a crown of kingship? Why does a crown matter? What are we seeing? What are we learning from the fact that the king or the queen wears a crown? It's that they are literally above the rest of the nation. What's the most important, what's the most senior part of a person? Their head. That where my head stopped, that's where as far as I can go. That's where we all go. We only reach as far as our heads. But the king or the queen wears a crown which goes beyond the top of the head. Now you've got another layer of height, another layer of reaching toward the sky. And in that way, we show that the king really is greater than everyone else. The Hamelech Gadol v'Nora v'Sholet al Gabeim. The king is greater, is more powerful, more awesome, and is controlling all of the regular people who are below his crown. Zehu Pashtus Hamuvan Shel HaKesser. That's simply what the Kesser is all about. Zehu Sof HaPasuk, and that really explains the end of our Pasuk. Misnasei L'Chol Rosh. And so just explaining this paragraph, Rambam Paskins L'Halacha in Sefer Malachim, Perak Beis, Halakha Hey, that the king must wear a crown. Why must the king wear a crown? Because it shows that he is above everyone else, which is why in that second line, talking about the midas of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Lecha Hashem HaMamlacha, to you Hashem is kingship, and you are above, you are raised up more than all the others, specifically in the context of the head. Your head is higher than everyone else's. V'hine, L'chor Yishkan Stira Ben Shtei HaGdaros, but now we've got a problem because this seems to contradict what we've been saying about Malchus until now. We've been saying that the Malchus is really just a manifestation of bringing all of the kokos, all of the abilities and the capacities and the potential within the Medina, within the people, and making it come to the actual, making it come to fruition. Making it poal. Hainu sham melech mu'ura v'soka'am v'chelech mehem. And so the king is basically mixed in. He's part of the nation. V'akar kach anu omrim sham melech ima keser balo haros she'adrabo hu morim v'netak mehem. If we're going to say that the function of a crown is not just to be pretty, but the function of a crown is to show that the king is higher than everyone else, then he's very much not part of the nation. Actually, adrabo, just the opposite, he's raised up, he is greater, he's grander, he's more haughty even than the rest of the nation. So how do these two things fit together? Being part of the nation and being above the nation. Amnam. However, Ahusa Malchus Mispaeres al Yidei Shtei Bechinos. Really, we can understand Malchus in two elements, two manifestations, if you will. But really, Elu Gam Yachad. Those two really fit together beautifully. Shehamelech Morah Me'am Ubesochan. The king is above the nation, but is also a part of that nation. What does that mean? Hainu. Kedei Sheyehei Seder Besocha Medina. In order for things to function, you need to have somebody, something on top. And so the king can't have any shaykhas, can't have any netiyos, any inclinations, any goal. Or we say the malchus has no goal in of itself, just trying to create the kingship, just trying to communicate the midos that are within. The king can't have his own feelings and thoughts and motivations. He can't be involved, as Rav Pinkus tells us, in the negios hakatnunios shebehem iskaskin sharanashim. The little things that everyone else is dealing with, that's not an option for the king to be talking about. Though the little disputes, those little business disputes, those little issues, those problems that exist between regular people that are very normal, that's not something the king should be involved in. Ella kol ma'aviv heim chesed emes. His entire focus, his whole focus is on creating chesed and emes, on creating the positivity, the giving, and on creating justice. The oso echad sheba'etzem hu lamala mishar ha'am, and that individual who is really above the nation, who is wearing that crown, dafka hu niknas l'soka am l'asos itam chesed u'mishpat. Only that person can enter into the nation in order to create chesed and mishpat, and in order to create loving kindness and justice. Zehu mahusa ha'amitis. Shah Malchus. That's really what the Malchus is all about. Rav Pinkus taught us earlier that Malchus and Shekhinah are really one and the same. When we talk about Shekhinah, Lashon of Shachin, of dwelling with the Jewish people, Malchus is when a Kadosh Baruch Hu can dwell with us. But not just dwell with us, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu can dwell with us, when the king can dwell with us, within us, and not get caught up in all the things that we're getting caught up in, but really give us a larger focus and can make those things come to fruition. But what you see here, when we daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, what we're davening for is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should come live with us. The king needs to be part of the nation. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be yored, to go down in order to be part of this nation. V'zeh ha'muvan shel Malchus etzal Hashem Yisparach. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus is all about. V'kol she'ifotenu tvilaseinu she'tegala Malchuso ba'olam. When we daven to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in this world, we're not davening that God should be one of us and we should be able to sing songs about it. We're davening Kfar Amr Chazal in Brachos on Daf Lamed Aleph. Chavrusa Kalpa Shemayim Ika. There's no way to have some sort of familiarity with the Kodesh Baruch. You can't have a Chavrusa. You can't be friends with God. God is not a friend per se. Although, interestingly enough, Daf Lamed, Hillel tells the potential ger that you should treat a Kodesh Baruch Hu like your friend. And so how those two interact, we'll talk about another time. But we're not familiar with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We're not davening a Kodesh Baruch Hu should dwell within us so we can say, hey, dude, what's up? I had a friend who, this is a different kind of Lord, Lahavdil, but I had a friend who was the Gabbai in the Hillel of NYU during the year that former Chief Rabbi Lord Dr. Jonathan Sachs was an Italian professor and living around there. And so he used to daven there every Shabbos. So my friend Stephen used to give Rabbi Sachs, Lord Sachs, a big hug. Our goal is not to give the Lord, Mamish, a big hug. We don't want to be that kind of friends, but we want to be connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu nonetheless. And so what are we trying to do? Elohu Yisbarach in Gadluso. Ramamuso, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in his tremendous greatness, in his height, Yiyemu Urav Halacha L'Maisa B'Sokol Amenu, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should really tangibly be part of this world. Hainu Shashlita Hamasis B'Soka Olam Tisbate Ayve Shouts Maso Yisparach V'En Sof Yuso Yofia B'Sokol Amenu. And we're davening that Kodesh Baruch Hu's ruling of the world, the practical ruling of being able to see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in our world should be described and should not describe that it should describe, that this world should show us, should show the whole world how powerful HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and how endless he is, and how much he is giving, how much he is imparting onto this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awe-inspiringness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's literal awesomeness, that in and of itself should lead the world, should guide the world, and fill it up. Zuhu v'shuvotenu v'tachlis kol olam v'zu kol avodatenu aleha adamos. That is our goal. That's what we're striving for. That is the tachlis kol olam. That is the purpose. That is the completion, as we say on Friday night. That's what completion of creation actually looks like. That is in our entire avoda on this earth. That is really what complete malchus looks like. Keser meluka, the crown of kingship. Hainusha keser, that the crown. Shemora al gadluso yisparach, the insof yuso, that it talks about a Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, not his limit. Hu ze shemolek v'sholik besoka olam halach lamaisa b'chol inyan v'inyan. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is reigning, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is controlling the entire world very practically, very noticeably, tangibly, in each and every manner. Moving on to page 16. Behu inyan kabbalas ol malchuso yisparach hamutalas al kol yehudi v'yehudi. And that's really what it means to be mekabel, to receive the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship on each and every Jew. Hainu lahargish b'chaye hayom yom es hamitzios ha'amitis. To feel in our daily lives, practically, this emes, this truth. Shots maso yisparach v'naraso heim itanu. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu's power, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's awesomeness is mamish with us in our lives in this world. At every moment, with every step of our entire lives, we are constantly in a state of standing before a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who itanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in every moment, every nekuda, every piece, every manifestation of our lives. And to live in this way, that is what it means to really take upon ourselves the yoke of Malchus Shemayim. It's not about needing to do X, not about needing to do Y. It's not about specific things. It's about seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his entirety in our lives, in my life. Umayata, and now that we've got a larger understanding of what Malchus is all about. Naxor lepasuk lachashem abdullah v'chule. We're going to go back to that pasuk that we referred to on the previous page. V'nefarish perish nosaf amashinemar itzal Malchus. And we're going to see another explanation, another understanding of what Malchus is all about. Lachashem amlacha, to you Hashem is kingship, is Malchus as we've described. V'lama chozer opam al Lacha. Why do we say Lacha again? We said Lacha Shem Abdullah Vagur Vatifas Vanetzak Vahod. And then again we say Lacha Shem Hamlacha. Why do we need to add that other Lacha? And so we pointed out previously that second Lacha is going to teach us that Malchus is different than the rest of the other Midos. Those other Midos are motivations and attributes, whereas this Lacha and the Malchus is really including all of these other Midos. And so there's a separation to show that Malchus is not like the previous six. But now we're going to see another explanation of what Lacha means. Even though we know that chesed and gvura are all things that exist only in koach, but not necessarily in poel, only in the potential, not necessarily in the actual, and malchus makes that into the actual, aval me'ata, the emes, yesh ba yosir mizeh, there's really more to it than just that. Shehi mevia el hapoel mida el yona v'nara shel hakeser, shehi lamala, Mehamidos Haniskaros. Because when you add all these things together, it actually and bring them to the actual, bring them into El HaPoel, then this Mida is actually describing something much greater and much more awesome. It's describing the Keser of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that is above all the other Midos. When you're able to take a Mida and make it real, then you're above that Mida. And so we'll give an example to really describe this. Hine. Hu bal kochos shonim v'remach evar. This king has a lot of potential, He's got a lot of skills in his just physical body and in his 248 limbs. Pigon, Leif Mavin, he's very understanding, Vesechel, Lahakim, and he's insightful. The Yadaim Lamalacha, and he's good with his hands, he can build things. Hine, Lifne Shiniye Lamalach Harbe Mikokoseno Hativim, Lo Yako Latse Slapo. If this king didn't have these kokos, these abilities that are really just natural to him, he wouldn't be able to actually make them happy. He wouldn't be able to build. He wouldn't be able to give advice. The Akshav, Shinasa Melech, Yeshlo Efsharus Lahafil, Es Kokosav Hativim Lamaisa. But now that he's king, now he can actually take those kokos and make them and bring them to fruition. He can make them actually happen. Aval, Inza Adayan Yofya Shamakos. But that's not the beauty. That's not the greatness of what the Malkus is all about. Elishame Akshav, Mafil Hu Kokos El Yonim Lamala Mikokos Hativim. Because he's actually able to bring into play things that he never could have done, that go beyond the basic natural kokos, natural abilities. Could go in Masha Amr Chazal, like Chazal said, E Amr Malchusa Ikarnaturi, Akarturi. If the Malchus, if the government says that we're going to uproot mountains, then you're going to uproot mountains. Whatever Malchus says goes, and it goes beyond logic, beyond rules. The context of this Gemara in Baba Basra is actually that you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, and this is about building the base of Mikdash, that you can't destroy the base of Mikdash to build another one, because we know there's a rule. You can't destroy a shul before you have another shul already built. You got to build your shul and then destroy the old one. But in the context of Malchus, if the Malchus says so, if the king or the government says, we're going to uproot this mountain, then you can do things that would ordinarily not be possible, not be feasible, might not even fit into normative halakha. The chizem munach b'kosav hativim, is that natural? Is that part of the natural course of things? That's an ability that anyone has? No. Elishenihya melech nisosav bo habefoal shel kokos atzmo. The king has a greater ability. His capacity to actually make things happen go beyond the basic six midos that he might encompass, that the nation might have. And it's also showing that he is more awesome. Nora, literally meaning awe. It's really showing his crown that is displaying to us this greater capacity, not just to be the person who can take these six midos and make them happen, but to be a person whose abilities go beyond the basic six midos. Avim Kane, if that's the case, that's what this pasuk is all about. Lecha Hashem Agdula Vagvura. To you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are these midos of Gedula and Gevura. Ulasov HaMamlacha. And ultimately, it stops at Mamlacha. That's the seventh of your midos. Hainu Mitzat Echad, Kemoshi Yisbar Leil. On the one hand, like we already explained, Lehoti Lepoa Gadlusu Gevuraso Yisbarach and Yiskaren. That you're able to take those things and make them actual, make them happen. Aval Adayin, Ein Zeh Tachlis Inyan HaMalchus. That's not really the purpose of Malchus. Elani Sosaf and Malchus Hakoach Lahotzi Lapoa Kokos El Yono Yonim Noraim Ein Sofim. Malchus has the capacity to go beyond the natural, go beyond the basic six things, to go beyond the natural attributes into something even higher that's really without limit. V'lachen Ksiv Shuv. It says again, Lecha the Ananaskinan Me'ata B'Midos Shehinel Yonos Lamala Lamala Meniskar Adaksha. Lecha Hashem Hamlacha. When we talk about the Lecha separating the Malchus, it's saying that we're in a different plane now. We had the first six, and the seventh is one that really encompasses all of them and makes them all practical and actual. But now we're saying more than that. We're saying that this second Lecha is saying that Malchus is on a totally different plane. The rest of the Midos exist down here. Malchus is all the way up here. It's on a different level. Lecha, you're totally separate. And this is not from Rapinkus, this is my own thought, but the language of Lecha, that to you is also the same language as Lech, as going. That the second Lecha might not even be so much a Lecha, but a Lech. That it's going, it's traveling. This second Malchus is beyond. It is moving far away from the other Midos. Now at the bottom of page 16 of Tezayin. Kasha Nakhtar Me'ata, Hechad Mekomo Shel HaMidos HaShvi'is. And so if we're thinking about this, where is that place of this seventh attribute? HaMalchus B'Seder HaMidos. In the context of the Midos, Sheba Pashtus, HiYashvi'is HaAchrona Shebehem. And if we were going to line them up, we'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, we'd have Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, and then finally we would have number 7, Malchus. V'amna Me'ata Inza Meduyak. That's not really accurate to put them in a straight line. In Hakanami, true. Mitzad Echad, Hiba, Lichla, P'ulach, Acharehem. Yeah, there is an element of Malchus that sort of brings to, brings to the actual all of these things. We were so from the hashlim inyanam betachlis hashlemus ayadei mitziu shemotziya kokon lemaisa. And it really is sort of the end goal, that you have all these attributes, and ultimately Malchus is what allows you to bring those into action, that it should be number 7 on the list. However, it is called the last one. But on the other hand, there's a much, much greater depth to Malchus. This element of keser, of the crown, it's not just that you're bringing to the actual, bringing to life from mikoach al apol, all the other midos, ella shimevia koach elyon nora lasoch marachos haolam. You're bringing something much greater to the world. Hanivne mamash hamidos. That is meshesh hamidos. And it's built on those 6 midos, but it goes far beyond the 6 midos. Ulezeh, and for that, matzara b'lashon chazal shvi alayu. And that's why Chazal tell us that number 7 is above all of them. It's agabav. The Maharal talks about number 7 often, and of how 7 is not just part of the mix. 7 is either above, or 7 is sometimes maybe the essence, but 7 exists outside the conventional 6. Six represents the 6 directions that we can move. North, south, east, west, also, and up and down. 6 is our physical world. 7 is in some ways above the physical world, in some ways it's the essence of the physical world. That's the Maharal in lots of places. I am the Maharal. And so what have we said today? To summarize, Malchus has 2 elements to it. It has 2 pieces. There's Malchus that we've described until now, the ability to take things in this world and make them actually happen from the theoretical to the actual. But Malchus is also that which exists above everything else, beyond. It's the crown sitting above the head of the king, that Malchus is something that's intangible within the other 6 midos. Even if I brought together 6 people, all who epitomize those 6 midos, I wouldn't be able to accomplish what a melech could do. Wouldn't be able to just show off and make to the actual all 6 of these things without the king, who takes us to a complete other level. King whose rules are a little bit different than everyone else's. The king who is just much, much greater, is head and shoulders above everyone else. That is unique to the king. And now, that'll wrap up our explanation of Shavuos Makasa, and we're going to connect to our Parsha. This week's Parsha Shlach. And in Parsha Shlach, unfortunately, Bnei Israel basically decide that they don't want to go into Israel. And it's unfortunate, it's very sad, it leads to the entire generation, being stuck in the desert their entire lives, dying out, and never really entering into the beautiful Eretz Yisrael. But there's a piece that maybe we don't think about. Maybe sometimes we think about the fact that they're going to wander around the desert, that it's unfortunate, they never really accomplished their goal. And that in and of itself is sad news. But there's another loss that this generation that's never going to enter Israel is missing out on. And that's really what we're talking about here. Because our role, our job in being Makabel Ol Malchus Shemayim is seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And Am Yisrael, when they're traveling the desert, they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day. They were constantly living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He provided their man. There were undying covenants surrounding them. They always knew a God was there. And some might even suggest that this was the motivation of the Meraglim, that they didn't want to live without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't want to have to look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They wanted it to be obvious and clear to them on a daily, constant basis that God is there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're not going to do that. You need to live in a world that hides me. You need to live in a world of Teva, of nature, and you need to go beyond that nature, beyond those 6 midos, into the 7th mida. You need to look for me in your lives. You need to live a normal life, not getting man every day, but farming, and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in your farming. That was a goal, that was a test that the generation wasn't up to, and they missed out on it, because real Gilui Malchus Shamayim is when we can look at nature, we can look at the 6 directions around us and say, oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is right there. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us. Thank you so much for learning together this week. I look forward to continuing next week. Shabbat Shalom.